Golf's 34th Ryder Cup matches are underway this morning at Sutton Coldfield, England. The United States is a heavy favorite to retain the cup it won 3 years ago against Europe. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
These matches were supposed to be played last year, but were postponed after the terrorist attacks. What effect might that have on the competition?
Well, I think it will tone down the hype that is usually associated with the Ryder Cup and some of the foolishness that we've engaged. You remember back in 1991 when some of the American players actually showed up wearing camouflage because the matches were supposed to be the, quote, war by the shore. I don't think we'll hear anything that foolish this time round.
I haven't read much about this Ryder Cup match, except having to do with Tiger Woods being there reluctantly.
Well, again, I think some of it has to do with the fact that matches are being played a year late. You don't have the usual run-up to a Ryder Cup that you had with the selection of the teams. Since the teams were selected 13 months ago, the captains, Curtis Strange and Sam Torrence, decided they would not change the teams a year later, regardless of who was playing well and who was playing poorly. And as a result, there are players on both sides who have had not very good years this year who are participating because they were chosen in 2001.
So Tiger Woods wins, and thus the U.S.
Well, it's interesting what you said about Tiger Woods being reluctant. He was asked last week at a tournament in Ireland where he won if he would rather win an individual event or win the Ryder Cup, and he said he'd rather win the individual event. And when asked why, he said, oh, I can give you a million reasons why. Well, first prize last week was $1 million. And it was really a bad thing for Tiger to say, because we all know Tiger doesn't need money. And I think he's just rationalizing his very mediocre Ryder Cup record. He's 3-6-1. In Ryder Cup play. It's his only Achilles heel as a golfer. And I think if he goes 5-0 this week and leads the U.S. to victory, all of a sudden you'll hear him talking about what a great event the Ryder Cup is and how thrilled he is to be part of an American victory.
Is this a British links course?
Not even close. It's more like a Central Florida resort course. Hmm. And the reason it's played at this course, the Belfry, is, you'll be shocked to hear this, Bob, money. The European PGA makes a lot of money by playing it on a golf course where its headquarters are. There are two great match play holes. The entire Ryder Cup is match play as opposed to stroke play. In other words, you win a hole. Even if you win it by three shots, you're only one up. So it's a different kind of animal than the regular tournaments week to week on tour. And there are two great match play holes on this golf course, the short par 4 10th, which is very risky, and then the 18th, which is just a wonderful golf hole. But the rest of the golf course looks a little bit like, you know, you're paying $50 to play somewhere in the middle of Florida.
Well, then, advantage U.S.
Yes, in a sense, advantage U.S., and the Europeans have complained about that through the years. But interestingly, in 1989, on that 18th hole, the Americans choked like crazy coming down the stretch and allowed Europe to pull out a tie that year. Then in 93, the last time it was played at the Belfry, it was the Americans who played the 18th hole well. So a lot of this weekend may come down to that. Even though the Americans should win easily on paper, they've never yet played a Ryder Cup on paper.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose new book will be published next month. It's titled The Punch, One Night, Two Men, and the Fight That Changed Basketball.